The chairman of the UW Support the Troops campaign says the parade will be the culmination of a week-long series of events to honor veterans, including the passage of a legislative joint resolution declaring November 10th ROTC Day in Wisconsin. Brandon Sivert says his group has gone out of its way to make sure the event has no political overtones and focuses only on honoring men and women who serve in the armed forces.
We have come up against some organizations that are seeking to make this a political forum, and that's not our goal at all. We're trying to make this completely apolitical. To those groups, we pretty much say this isn't a political forum. You can organize your own events if you'd like, but please don't use ours to make your statement.
Sivert says his group explicitly did not invite the local Vets for Peace chapter to take part in the parade. The group's Milwaukee chapter was also barred from a veterans parade in Milwaukee last Saturday. Madison Vets for Peace member Paul McMahon, who served in Vietnam, says it's too bad his group's call to bring the troops home from Iraq is considered too political.
You know, how is it political simply to support bringing them home safe and sound? They've all served dutifully, and they've done what they've been asked to do, whether they liked it or not. So we certainly respect that, but we say take it a step further, and that is end the war, bring them home, and work for peace.
The Vets for Peace group will be on the steps of the state capitol all day Friday and Saturday with an exhibit called Eyes Wide Open, featuring 48 empty pairs of boots symbolizing Wisconsin soldiers killed in Iraq. There will also be empty pairs of shoes representing Iraqi civilian casualties. Meanwhile, the Support the Troops events kick off today with the planting of more than 1,000 American flags in the lawn in the center of campus. Cadets from the campus ROTC program will hold a flag-raising ceremony this morning to honor American prisoners of war and soldiers missing in action. The group is also raising funds to buy helmet upgrade kits and body armor to send to UW students serving as soldiers in particularly dangerous parts of Iraq. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.